Track 9.
Okay, everyone. It's bad news, I'm afraid. As you may have heard, the latest European sales figures are looking extremely disappointing.
Are you saying they've fallen short of projections again?
I'm afraid so. In fact, we may be 30% down. Now, this will be the third quarter in a row we've missed our targets. And, frankly, unless things pick up considerably next quarter, we may have to rethink our whole pricing strategy.
Are you suggesting we introduce price cuts?
If we still can, Anna. Certainly, if we'd done that a year ago, it might have stimulated demand. But do it now, and we may end up running at a loss. As you know, we're barely breaking even on some of our product lines as it is.
Surely you're not saying it's time to phase them out?
No, of course not. At least, not yet. But what I am saying is that we need to keep production costs down somehow if we want to remain competitive.
Does this mean we should be investing more in new technology?
If only it was that simple, Eric. But right now, we're not really in a position to invest in anything, even if we wanted to. No, I'm afraid the situation calls for more drastic action. It's clearly time for a major restructuring.
Are you telling us there could be layoffs?
I don't see how we can avoid it, James. Unless, of course, we can get some of our people to accept reduced hours.
You mean some kind of job share scheme?
Yes. Either that or introduce a 4-day week, providing the unions don't oppose it. Of course, it's not just a question of costs. It's also a question of product. The fact is, better products are coming onto the market all the time.
So you're saying we should be spending more on R&D?
As I've said, capital investment is no longer an option for us. Pour any more money into R&D and we'll simply slide further into debt. And then there are all the problems we've been having with our overseas distributors.
Does this mean you're thinking of centralizing distribution?
Well, that's one option, yes. But even if we decided to do that, and it's a big if, it would take time to implement. Time we simply don't have. As you know, our share price has fallen to an all-time low of just 85 cents. And I wouldn't be surprised if, by our next meeting, it's fallen even further. The fact is, we're selling old products at inflated prices in a volatile market through inefficient distributors.
I hope you're not suggesting the situation is hopeless.
Well, let's put it this way. We've cancelled the summer party.